Greylands, written and read by Isabel Carmody. Jack felt excitement blur along his nerves, but it was also mingled with the anxiety that it might not work. "I shall miss you if you succeed, for few come here, and even fewer would dare to speak with me," the beast confessed sadly. "I am not so bad as you now see, and I know that I must remain caged for the protection of the wounded that seek refuge in the Greylands. But it causes me pain when they talk about the dreadful power of my laughter and shun me utterly. But I can't help laughing, it just bursts out of me. But it doesn't mean I am happy. Happiness is the least reason for laughing." It sighed heavily. Pitying it, Jack wanted to say he would come back and visit the beast, but he did not want to make a promise that he might not be able to keep. Again, the laughing beast might have read his mind, for it said, "If you cannot come back to see me once you leave, you might see if you can find a way to send me a gift to remember you by, something bright from your world. Things hold their color for a while here when they are newly arrived." "I'll try," Jack promised as he bade it farewell. His heart beat swiftly as he entered the tent again and faced the old mirror. The light was dim inside the thick canvas layers of the tent, and at first the laughter of the beast was muffled. But it grew louder, and it seemed to Jack that his reflection gained color as the beast's laughter gained momentum. It fluttered outside the tent like birds seeking entry. The tent shook and swayed under the force of it. Jack wondered how long he could stand it. It reminded him of his mother's death and of Ellen crying in his arms. It reminded him of people saying they were sorry, sorry, so sorry. It reminded him of seeing his father weep at the funeral. "Mira, Mira, bring me home," Jack chanted aloud. The beast's laughter was louder now, as if it were seeping inside the tent. It flowed around him, lapping at him like a sea. He saw his father's face awash with tears. Then there were no tears, and this was worse. His face was so dreadfully pale, and his eyes were lifeless as stones. There was no warmth or brightness in them, no life. Better not to see him like that. Better never to see him again. The laughter of the beast sobbed in the air that he breathed, and Jack felt it enter him. "Better never to return than face such emptiness," said the boy in the mirror. Jack gasped as the knife of truth slid deeply into him, for it was true. He did not want to look at what his father had become, and if he stayed here, he would not have to ever see it again. Was that what the enchanted mirror had seen?